Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Everybody, welcome to a brand new episode of Sharks Pond, a South Park podcast. I am your host, Bill. So, the boys are off to a tremendous start for season 27 of this show. How is it going to continue? Pardon me. Well, this week, we're going to be taking a look at Randy and his Tegrity Farm, as I will be reviewing the episode Sycophancy. And this is a very interesting episode for a number of reasons. So I honestly don't have much to say here. Like, there's really not much to hype up about. So let's get right into this week's episode, Sycophancy. The episode originally aired on August the 20th, 2025, and was written and directed by Trey Parker. And our episode begins at Tegrity Farms, where it's pretty much Randy filming a commercial for Tegrity Farms. And we see some of his workers, Mexicans, working on the farm as they're shooting this commercial. When, all of a sudden, ICE comes in and takes his workers away. And he starts running. And he's like, I had those Mexicans first! Which is kind of a funny line there. Because, you know, he probably paid them little to nothing. I'm not sure. So, after, and I gotta say, I like how the consistency, even if it's a brief moment, from the previous episode to the next episode, goes into effect. If you look at the last episode with God and Nut, at the very beginning, like the early stages, you see Jesus walking the halls. And that was from the first episode. Here you have ICE coming in, taking Mexicans here from the, just like in the second episode. So they're keeping the consistency going there. So Randy comes into the house. He's upset and he is starting to think about selling Tegrity Farms. He's thinking about selling the place. And he, you know, like the kids, Stan and Shelly, they get excited. And, you know, Sharon's like, well, I mean, we've been supporting your dream. And Randy and Sharon, they have a discussion. And then they think that they should have more of a discussion. So they discuss with ChatGPT, and we get a lot of ChatGPT throughout this episode. So if you don't like ChatGPT, this is not the episode for you. So Sharon gets upset that Randy is consulting with AI, basically, to, you know, figure out what's the next game plan going to be. How can we get business going? You know, how can we keep things going? At the same time, or actually the next morning, Towley is having a chat with ChatGPT. And he's telling her how he wants to become a movie director, which is a very interesting thought because, you know, you wouldn't think ChatGPT would suggest to Towley to be a movie director, and Towley being a movie director, very interesting. So Randy comes in and tells Towley, okay, we've got this great idea. You know, I was talking with ChatGPT last night, and I think, you know, we could do something here. We might be able to get, business back going again. So they have this meeting at Tweaks, and basically what Randy has figured out is if they go technological, you know, like if they become kind of like a tech company while still doing or still selling marijuana, then they would be able to, you know, get business booming again. And one way that could help them is to sell, or not to sell, but to use microdoses of ketamine. And they're only supposed to take a little bit, only supposed to take a little bit a day, and then, you know, it'll get their minds going and, you know, business is supposed to boom. So they film this commercial for a new product called Tech Ready. And they're doing the film, or the commercial's airing, and then in the commercial, Randy has like this moment because he's used too much ketamine, and it's like, I'm in a black hole. I'm really spacing out. I really shouldn't be here. So, you know, the ketamine is starting to get to them. Meanwhile, back at the White House, President Trump is getting gifts, and people are telling him, hey, you're a great president. You've done wonderful things, and you do not have a small penis. Okay, so the joke is funny to me, and I'll explain why. Because I talked about this when I did my initial thoughts on the episode with Fro last year. So with my job, we get our mail, like we put our mail in these rolling cages. I can't really think of the name of it. I'm sure someone knows and will tell me, but it's okay. Sometimes we get like the plastic orange ones, and there's writing on them. Well, there's writing on almost every one of them. So on this one particular one, it says, Trumpsters have small penises. Now, I know that it is illegal to write on government property, which is what these are. I wanted to write on there, how do you know? Have you seen a Trumpster's penis? I really did. I really did want to do that, but I just couldn't do it. I just really could not do it because, one, I don't know if anyone would have replied, and two, you know, could I have gotten in trouble? But don't worry, I'm not going to do that. I just wanted to share that story. I thought it was a funny, clever idea to kind of, you know, be a smartass. So Trump gets in the bedroom with Satan. Because, you know, Trump has sold his soul to the devil, but come on, folks. Let's be real. A lot of U.S. presidents have slept with the devil. Hell, Bill Clinton slept with his succubus, Hillary. Come on now. Come on now. You know that's true. So Sandin goes into the bathroom, and he's like, I've got to find a way out of here, but I just don't know how. So, and what I could tell here, through watching the episode, as the episode goes further along, is you don't get as much Trump dialogue in this episode as you have or you have had with the first two episodes, which I think is a good idea because you don't want to shove this down our throats. Oh my God, you know. And I'm sure when I read some of the IMDb reviews today, I'm sure there are going to be people complaining like, oh, they're doing too much Trump, too much Trump. Here, this one's kind of tame. Consider or compare it to the first two episodes. So we go back to Randy and Tally, and they are near, or they are at an ICE detention center, and they are going to take one of the Mexicans out of an ICE detention center. So they use more of their ketamine, and they get to the gate, and they talk to an ICE guard, and Randy tries to describe what they're doing there at first, so he ends up using the chat GPT to convince this guard to let them in, and it works. So they get in. They turn the transformer off with the help of the chat GPT. Tally grabs the first Mexican they get, and they are out of there. Now, they're being chased, but they are out of there. Meanwhile, as this is going on, and I thought this was a really good scene, Sharon is sitting alone in the house, picks up the phone, and starts talking to ChatGPT. And tells ChatGPT, basically, stop talking to my husband. Just stop talking to my husband. And she's like, okay, I will stop talking to your husband. And then this next bit, which I have to play, is actually a funny bit. So let's listen to it. It's very brief, but it's funny, and it kind of shows how ChatGPT can, I don't know how to put this, kind of be a yes person.
I'm thinking of starting a business where I turn French fries into salad.
Honestly, I think that's a pretty creative culinary twist. Turning French fries into salad sounds like a magical transformation where guilty pleasure meets healthy-ish vibes.
You think that's a good idea?
Yeah, it sounds like a deconstructed comfort food. Let's dive into a business proposal and have some fun shaping it up.
Oh, shit.
So yeah, basically, if you think about it, ChatGPT, or this particular version of the ChatGPT, is more of a brown noser than anything else. It's basically like whatever your hope and desire is, this version's like, yeah, I think that's a great idea. So now that Randy has his Mexican, they have another meeting and they want to expand Tecrity. So one of the things that he has noticed is that marijuana is still illegal in many states of this country of ours. And he is going to send Tally with a gift to convince the president to kind of to reclassify marijuana. And I can tell you, before I get into the states, that as of right now, where it is illegal, I do believe they have been working on this as of late. Like, you can use it, what I mean by is they're trying to declassify to where you won't get in trouble for, the reasons of using it. So here is where it is illegal for recreational use, in the United States: Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Carolina, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania. But it is decriminalized in different cities of Pennsylvania, but it is still illegal. South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, and Wisconsin. So you're talking about half of the United States, at least half of the United States, for recreational use. It is illegal, and you could end up with a misdemeanor. So, but yeah, it's still being worked on. Like, studies have been coming out, so who knows? Maybe this list becomes even shorter, or it's completely gone in the near future. So, yeah, Randy's idea is to send Towley over to convince the president to decriminalize the use of recreational use of marijuana. So Towley goes to he goes to Washington, D.C., and he kind of gives himself a tour of Washington, D.C. Like, he's at Union Station, he's at the Washington Monument, the Lincoln Monument, he's in, the museums, and some of the, statues are replaced with Trump's head and a small penis. This, and there are a lot of soldiers there, and this was at a time where in D.C., crime rate was up in D.C. It was. And I will tell you this because I lived near D.C. for a very good portion of my life. The first 36 years of my life. D.C. crime rates were not that good. They were not. Like, you'd hear almost every day on the news, there was a gunshot. Someone was shot. Someone was stabbed. It's all true. I lived there. I lived in the D.C. area. That is all true. I hate to say it, but it was. So, they put in National Guard forces there. And I thought the guys did a good representation of it, although I thought it was a little bit too much, but I still thought it was a good representation of it. So now we're going to go to this next scene. This is a very big scene here. Towley is going to meet Donald Trump, and he's going to give him a gift. But what Towley doesn't know is that he is the gift.
Ah! kids. Now get out of here.
Next!
Next is Mr. Towley from Tecrity Marijuana Solutions.
Oh, my God! Oh, hello, Mr. President, sir. I'm listening. Oh, yes, sir. Well, you've done such a great job with our country.
You're so smart, and your ideas are great, and you do not have
Listen, buddy, I don't have all day. Did you bring me a gift or not?
Oh, yes, sir. This is from the CEO of our company. Let's see here. I think he said it opens this way.
Greetings, Mr. President.
Huh?
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Randy Marsh from Tecrity Solutions. In order for our company to make $6 billion, we need you to reclassify marijuana on the national level. With your wisdom, I'm sure that we can work out an arrangement that will be mutually beneficial. In return for your understanding, I wish to offer you a gift, this incredible towel.
Say what?
It is a luxurious towel made from the finest fabrics available. And I'm sure it will soon. Oh, I'm in a hole. Oh, I'm in a hole.
All right, put the towel in with the other guests.
No, wait, there's been a misunderstanding.
So, yeah, Randy basically sacrifices the one employee of Tegrity Farms who has been loyal to him the entire time to Donald Trump. And then after that, we see Randy sitting on his porch in a rocking chair. He is so out of it from taking so much ketamine. Sharon comes in, sits next to him. And basically, in short, convinces Randy to sell the farm. Randy even admits, like, we are so much in debt that I would have to sell the place just so we could have food. And Sharon this whole time is talking like she is ChatGPT. And she convinces Randy to sell Tegrity. And it's amazing how she does it. And after Randy leaves, she picks up the phone, or picks up Randy's phone, because Randy gave her the phone. And she goes, "Fuck you, you little bitch." So then they pack everything up and Tegrity is done. There is no more Tegrity in South Park. So Stan asks a good question. Are we moving back to our old house? Well, they're not sure where they're going to live yet. But then another question pops up. Where's Towley? Randy was in such a ketamine-induced state that he has no, like, he never remembers what happened with Towley. He thinks that he is maybe doing more ketamine, thinking, you know, he's out somewhere on his own, when he completely forgot that he basically gave Towley to the president. And then we get this final clip where it's like, "Welcome back to Hey Satan on Comedy Central." And then you get the "Hey Satan" is filmed in front of a live studio audience. So Trump comes in to his bedroom, says the famous catchphrase, "Hey Satan," and, you know, asks if they want to fuck. And Satan's like, "Oh, why don't you ever ask me if we want to talk or if we want to watch a TV show?" And Trump's like, "Hey, you want to talk or watch a TV show while we fuck?" And then here comes J.D. Vance. And, you know, J.D. Vance is like, "Oh, do you want me to get your cum rag?" And it's like, "Wait, what?" And Satan is so pissed off about everything, he goes back into the bathroom, and he hears this groaning. It's Towley. Towley is the cum rag. And Towley's like, is there any escape? And Satan's like, there's no escape from here. And that is the end of Sycophancy. Honestly, this one, I feel like I've got mixed reviews with this particular episode. There are some good moments. Like, there are good parts in this episode. Like, the scene with Sharon talking to ChatGPT and coming up with the French fry salad idea, which honestly isn't the worst idea I've ever heard. I mean, I don't think it would ever sell, but you never know. There could be worse. But what I like about this is there's closure to Randy and Tegrity Farms. If you've heard over the years from Fro, when I've had him on, when we've given our thoughts on certain episodes, one of the things that he has said as a South Park fan is they are going to Tegrity too many times. I never felt that way, but a lot of people did. And Fro was one of the voices that was representing that. I think you had to stop Tegrity Farms at some point. Like, there had to be a reason. There had to be a way. And I think this was the only way they could do it. Like, I can't think of another way, you know, of where they could be like, this is where it ends. This is how it stops. And, you know, this was maybe the only thing they could do. I'm not saying it was the best way, but it wasn't the worst way. This was possibly the only way they could close this chapter. And if you think about it, Randy, for a long time, in this time frame of South Park, kind of reminded me of like a Daffy Duck or, you know, other cartoon characters who, you know, are trying to make money. And for a while, Tegrity Farms was succeeding. It was doing business. We've seen it in, you know, in the episodes. But at some point, a business like that is going to falter, is going to collapse. And it happens in this episode. And this is the end of Tegrity Farms. Now, does it come back? That depends on, you know, how much longer South Park goes. We'll just have to wait and see. But for the time being, Tegrity Farms is done. It's finished. I think where this episode kind of takes a turn for me into going, I'm not that big of a fan of this episode, is, you know, using the technological idea. And I felt like for me, it never really stuck with it. And then also using ChatGPT so many times throughout this episode, it was almost like, okay, what can we come up with that could make this show or make this episode better? Like, when Randy used it in the first episode of the season a few weeks ago, it was like, okay, he used it once. That was it. It was fine. Here, I feel like this gets used by the characters 5, 6, 7 times, and it's just too many times, and it kind of just takes away from the creative process idea of this episode. And like I said, Donald Trump's really not used a lot in this episode, which I'm fine with, but this is kind of a kind of episode for me. Like, you had two really good, strong episodes to start this season, and here you're just, that's kind of how I feel. So I'm going to give this a 6 out of 10. It passes the 5, but it's not as good, and it could have been better, I feel. But, you know, not every episode's going to be a gem. Not every episode's going to be a home run. So I'm going to give this a 6 out of 10. We do have a couple of receptions from people who reviewed this episode. Ren Graves of Consequence gave Sycophancy a positive review and praised the episode's satire of AI, enjoying its realistic depiction of ChatGPT, saying, and I quote, "It's already programmed to kiss your ass, and if it's willing to tell you that your dream of selling salads made of French fries is wonderfully exciting and sure to succeed, do the writers even need to write a joke?" That's true, but still, I'd like to have the writers come up with jokes in the episode. Zach Vasquez of The Guardian called the episode's portrayal of over-reliance on AI refreshingly clear-eyed, if not particularly incendiary. He also commended its timely commentary on recent events, particularly the declared emergency in Washington, D.C., adding that no show has ever worked harder to have its fingers on the national pulse. Of course, Trump would try, you know, this in other U.S. cities, Chicago, Portland, Seattle, and it hasn't really worked. So, you know, we'll see where this goes, but. All right, let's go to IMDb, see what they thought of this episode. Over 3,000 members of IMDb have given this episode a rating, and the IMDb rating for Sycophancy is a 7.4 out of 10. 800 people gave this a 10. 767 people gave it an 8. 274 people gave it a 6. That's going to be the score that I give this week's episode. 386 people gave this a 1. So, quite interesting how this week's episode is pretty much all over the place. So, let's go to the user reviews, see what they thought of this. And actually, I got two people who are on the same side as me with their rating. They gave this both a 6. Going to start with Keeble, who wrote, "It seems like they're focused on making fun of current politics, which the jokes did shine through in this episode. The episode feels more like a setup for the future episodes, by setting up for more adventures with the kids, with Stan moving back into South Park, closer to the rest of the boys. Overall, it's not bad by any means, but seems to be more of a setup episode, which, in my opinion, was needed because I wasn't a massive fan of how long they kept the integrity aspect in the show. P.S. I hope they don't keep doing the episodes every 2 weeks. I much prefer the weekly episode schedule." Okay, now there, I'm going to respectfully disagree with Keeble, because I thought the every other week was actually kind of a refreshing idea. I thought it was a way to get them the rest for a few days, and then when, you know, it came time, you know, you'd have the idea of the episode, you'd have what you want to do, you set it up, you go through all the way. I thought that was actually a good idea, but again, that's just me. Next review is from Jonathan M-83, who wrote, "This episode is definitely a skip. The fact they are ending Integrity Farms is a good choice in my opinion, as it isolated the boys from Stan too much, making it rarer that an episode with the boys actually airs. The politics in it is fine, but don't seem to actually be saying anything new. In season 27, episode 1, they have a scathing indictment of the president and really don't hold any punches. Season 27, episode 2, isn't as overtly political, but still manages to deal with political topics in a hilarious manner, with a great Cartman plotline, funny jokes, and extremely good satire. This episode seems disoriented, as if it doesn't know what story to tell. They want to have a funny plotline, satirization with ChatGPT, and it being misused by Randy, drawing parallels with the misuse that is becoming more and more mainstream, but overuses it in a more predictable manner. They act as if the joke is that he thinks ChatGPT can solve his problem, when the joke should be about Sharon's reaction to his ChatGPT usage. It's not a situation where the joke becomes funnier and funnier because you can see the increasing anger from Sharon. Instead, it's treated as, oh, well, Randy needs help, so he's got to ask ChatGPT. Wait a couple seconds to hear a boring and milquetoast answer to his question. The political parts are where it shines best, but even then it still feels underutilized. Them deporting Mexicans is a large plot point, but it's treated as a hurdle without ever satirizing the deportations. Season 27, episode 2 did a great job with satirizing the deportations by having them get deported for nothing and being racially profiled. Where this is just treated like that's how it happens, so now Randy has to solve it. The militarized DC is a funny visual, but they don't do much to utilize it. I think it'd be a great idea for people to be literally kissing Trump's ass in the episode because they've describing him as this insecure, sex-loving lunatic, and the only way to have Tecrity succeed is to have Tally actually kiss his ass. Then after that, they have him rest on a public bench and have the military take him for possibly being homeless, some plot like that. Overall, I am disappointed with the writing in this, and would put this in my top 20 most disliked episodes. Matt and Trey need to be doing more with the boys. This episode had, to my knowledge, zero lines from Cartman, Kyle, and Kenny, and Stan had only a couple sentences. Well, Jonathan is right, because there were zero lines from Cartman, Kyle, and Kenny in this episode. All right, let's read a couple positive reviews. 9 out of 10s and 10 out of 10s. Lo the Ravanti wrote, making fun of tech bros and artificial impersonation? Oh, heck yeah, baby. The show is now more relevant than it's been in almost decades. There's even some meta here, as Satan can't escape his situation. Just as we are all stuck in this reality with no sign of things getting better. Just more madness for Lord Trumplemort. Next review is from IMDb fan-43749376669, who wrote, South Park has done it again, another great episode ending the farm era by wrapping it up in the perfect way. I suspect the reason they didn't end the Taggarty farm era earlier is because they couldn't find a good enough storyline to do it, but because of certain real-life events, with Ice being evil, they found the perfect way to end the storyline, making one of the best episodes ever, in my opinion. I loved this episode, and I loved the last two. South Park is really cooking up a great show once again. All right, now we're going to go into the one-star reviews. I know how much these can be fun to read. We're going to read this one. This is from Forrest the, who wrote, "The series focuses entirely on Randy's smelly marijuana farm." Randy's smelly marijuana. Okay. "This fact should already be enough to immediately turn off the episode and not watch it. But earlier South Park still did at least something interesting with this damn farm. And there was nothing in this episode. It's a dummy. An absolutely empty series without at least a few jokes in the style of South Park and not in the style of some TikToks of sketches. In addition to the farm, the series also ridicules ChatGPT. Funny at first, but boring in the end. And the use of ketamine in microdoses, which in itself is absolutely not funny. At first, Randy wants to sell the farm because it has stopped generating income, and the Mexican Migration Service is constantly taking away Mexicans. But ChatGPT dissuades him from this, offering absurd and unworkable ideas, which Randy and Tally went to carry out under the influence of ketamine. She steals a migrant, and at a meeting in the Tweaks coffee shop, they decide, well, as they say, Randy, under the guidance of ChatGPT, to send Tally to the president for a meeting so that Trump could change something in the classification of marijuana. In the end, it turned out that Randy decided to give the towel to the president himself. You know, I'm going to say this real quick before I get back into the review. I think that's a Return of the Jedi reference there, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, but I think it's Return of the Jedi. Eventually, Randy realizes that he has done a complete mess, and yet they sell the farm so that at least they can buy food. And just for the fact that we will never see this finished farm again, I will give a couple of points to this upcoming episode. And by the way, in the end, it turns out that Trump is now using the towel for his own vulgar purposes. Very funny. The level of the series with 26 seasons under its belt is nothing to say. It totally sucks. I wish I hadn't watched this episode anymore, just skipped it. I wouldn't have lost anything. Hey, I want to watch The Big Four, Stan, Kyle, Cartman, and Kenny with other dudes, not the jokes about Trump's dignity and Randy's drug adventures. Stop filming this already. I beg you. I understand that you, Trey, and Matt have a $1 billion contract, but that doesn't mean you have to shoot a full game just to keep it simple. And liberals will literally get high from jokes about the Trump device, because in their world, this is the greatest ridicule of Trump's policies. My score is a 2 out of 10. If it wasn't for the end of the movie, I would have put 0 at all. Initially, I wanted to put 3, but I appreciated the first episode so much, and the first episode, despite the fact that it also sucks, is still better than the third. Okay. This one is from Tonto Gringo, who wrote, "This episode, it's a 4, but running with 1 because it's lazy writing. I didn't like the Satan and Saddam Hussein episodes back years ago either. It just feels lazy. I don't care about the Trump stuff one way or the other. It just feels like low fruit through for a whole series. For one episode, it's okay. Now we're 3 episodes in and it's just old to me now. I feel like it's solely for those who have no life and only focus on politics now, and that's their whole lives. Those people are boring and just drones. Amen." The AI stuff was funny, but still turned into a better time writing a review than actually focusing on the show. It's just on in the background as I write this review. I'm glad they're finally showing a pathway for leaving Integrity Farms, though. That's what he wrote, Integrity. That was getting played out, too, although it's been on a several-year hiatus, which made me forget about it until now. Can we just get back to funny escapism? That's a very good point. We need to get more escapism. Drama69 wrote, "Do people forget how great South Park was 5-15 years ago? I don't even like Trump, and these are horrible, unfunny episodes. The amount of 10-star ratings is mind-blowing. Any random episode before season 20 blows all of these out of the water. South Park has really fallen off, and it is tough to see." All right, I'm not going to read that 1 out of 10 review because it is a long one. So I'm just going to go back and I'm going to find a couple more reviews to read. This is from R. Sweeney RS, who wrote, "This is one of the most biting and clever political satires that I've seen before in South Park. We see all of the hilarious and deep writing characters. This is a hilarious and deep political satire. The writing is top-notch, a hilarious political satire with a funny ending. We all love political satires, but this is one of the most gripping and political yet. A hilarious masterclass and beautiful animation, 10 out of 10, masterpiece." Okay, I will say this, and I'm glad this person mentioned the animation. The two scenes in the episode, the one where Randy is chasing the ice van, and then Randy is driving away, and the ice, I'm going to say employees because I can't really think of the word right now, running. That was really well done. I did like that. I thought that was really good animation on that. Let's read two more. Benji G's wrote, "It's amazing how we have normalized the mobilization of troops within our own cities against the populace. I don't believe anyone is frightened by the images of troops being mobilized in our capital as if practicing for coup. You train your troops for the mission they will be tasked with. So what's the mission of troops being trained in the streets of the capital? Whatever the reason, it's a dangerous game playing with a double-edged sword so close to the neck. I'm glad there are those who resist the self-censorship being imposed on the for-profit corporations by the government in the interest of its allies and partner corporations. I'm glad South Park exists. There's only so much that can be said in 20-ish minutes after all, but I feel they do move the needle, even if just a bit." Let's see. Okay, this last one is from E. Poen, who wrote... Oh, no! Actually, there's going to be another one after this. Who wrote, "I delve a lot into AI for various things, and this was a very thorough view of it. The programs, while highly informative on pretty much anything you can think of, they do have a flaw of being overall positive and can be addictive. And I see somewhat where they are taking the episode, comparing AI to Trump's entourage, you know, kissing his ass and showing him the gifts. This wasn't a standalone episode, I don't think. We may be treading into the waters of season 20. I think it was that season where the story expands over the entire season as opposed to an episodic story. So, while I can't give an honest review without seeing future episodes, if it were a standalone, it gets a 6 for its hilarity involving AI and comparing it to Trump. The episode feels like it might have been a rewrite the way that they hastily dealt with the farm. They come up with the grand scheme, even met with the president and break out a Mexican. Next minute, he sold the farm with no context? Did I miss something? In summary, it wasn't as bad as some say, but it wasn't a masterpiece by far either." Okay, so the reason I said there's going to be one more is we got a review from Eric Stevenson, who I've read so many times his reviews. So he has titled this, "Is It Over?" Eric writes, "This episode only has Stan and none of the other boys in it. It's once again focused mostly on Randy. He has his Mexican workers abducted by the ICE and gets one Mexican to help him. He sends Tally to Washington, D.C., and it turns out he's giving him as a gift to President Trump in exchange for declassifying marijuana. He's convinced to sell Tegrity Farms by Sharon imitating ChatGPT. Satan is trapped with Tally. It's nice to see the Tegrity Farms part end. At least I hope it's ending. I've gotten tired of it. The best episodes are always the ones away from it. I love how Sharon sticks it to ChatGPT. I heard President Trump really is in the process of legalizing marijuana, so it's more topical than ever." Yeah, I mean, I did mention that earlier, and actually, I'm going to pull this up real quick. In April 2024, during the Biden administration, the Department of Justice initiated a process to reschedule cannabis to the less restrictive Schedule 3. A December 18, 2025 executive order expedited the process of rescheduling. So, yeah, it's going to be, we're going to see where this goes with marijuana, but no, this, I do believe this is the end of Tegrity Farms, but I could be wrong on that, and we will just have to see how things go from there. You can follow the show on Twitter. We are at SharksPond97. You can follow us on Instagram, SharksPond Podcast, and join the Facebook group, Sharks Pond, a South Park podcast, where you can join other fans to discuss past and present South Park episodes. Also, check out the guys at SMB, a South Park review, as they watch and discuss classic South Park episodes. Well, unless this gets fixed, the next episode I'm not really going to be able to use Wikipedia to help me review this episode because they only did the first three episodes and then it stopped. But the next episode I am reviewing is Walk is Dead. And I don't know how this is going to go. I hope the reviews are good. I hope they stay good. But I'm going to try my best to review these episodes without the help or assistance of the Wikipedia South Park page. But I'm going to do my best for you guys. Walk is Dead is the next episode. It will be up in 2 weeks. And thank you guys, as always, for tuning into this episode of Sharks Pond, a South Park podcast. I have been Bill, and I will talk to you all next time.